Oh, those poor old geese out there on that just decrepit looking island we have in the middle of the pond here at the Rockin' Star Ranch. They have no idea what to do with that mess. Look at that, that female bird, she's just mad as hell right now. Why in the world did you bring me here? Well, welcome to John Graves Kayak Fishing. Happy Mother's Day, May 9th, 2021. Betty Lou, we love you very much. We know that your spirit, your soul is absolutely just cloaked us with your greatness. Thank you so much for being my mom. I really do appreciate that. And the good mom you were. Mom was a really kind of a simple lady. She didn't ask for much. That's for sure. I could go on about old Betty Lou. In fact, I know by the time I came along, she was tired. Mothers, if you want to have children, take this word of advice from John Graves Kayak Fishing. Don't spread those babies out too far. Any longer than 4 years, you're going to be troubled. 3 years, 3 to 4 years, you're getting into the danger zone there. 3 years is perfect. 2 years is even better. If you can pop them babies out, boom, boom, boom. Three of them's a great number to have. With the ages that close together, you have the ability to have some time of your own because they're going to become playdates. I have two older brothers. One is 5 years older and the other one is 10 years older. And we all fought all the time. They're in Hopper Hill. Our generations did not like each other, so we didn't mix well, and we wore my mom out. So Betty Lou, happy Mother's Day, dear. A big, big kiss goes out to you. So have those babies close, super close. So what's happening at John Graves Kayak Fishing? Well, yesterday we started the first Fish My Pond Championship, and that's exactly what it sounds like. Fish My Pond. Come out, fish my pond, because in my pond we believe there's a big monster in there. So John Graves Kayak Fishing is going to come out to your location on your invite. As many ponds as we can put into it for the year of 2021. I'm going to travel to these farm ponds. There's nothing better than fishing in a farm pond. It doesn't matter if it's stocked. It doesn't matter if there hasn't been a fishing pole in that thing since Tecumseh walked around. We come out to your location. We keep that location private. Nobody knows anything about it. We do social media about it. But again, the location's kept private. We, of course, share with the world wonderful fish that you have in your pond. Those fish come out of the water. We hook them with artificial baits. We do not use live baits. If you want to kill a fish, use some live baits. And just sit there with a bobber. Because what happens is those fish eat that, they suck it down into their gullet, and very few of us can successfully get a hook out of a gullet. You end up really destroying the fish and just putting it back in the water injured, and the next day you're going to see it floating. Please don't do that. Learn how to use those artificials and pay attention to the line. Pay attention to the bites. Don't rely on that bobber. Learn how to sport fish and you're really going to just enjoy that. But it's just really good for the fish. So once we hook the fish, we bring it up. It's out of the water at the most for 60 seconds. We take a picture of it. We lay it down on a board to measure it for the tournament of Fish My Pond. And at the end of the year, whoever has the biggest monster in the pond gets the big championship belt. Fish My Pond That's a lot of street cred right there. In my pond is an 8-pound bass. Sounds like the beginning of a Robert Earl Keen song. So you can, you know, send out a message via John Graves Kayak Fishing here on Anchor FM, or you can send me a message on John Marion Graves on Facebook. So we'll do that. And again, fish are unharmed, put back into the pond, and your location remains private unless you just say, I don't care. Let everybody know where my big fish is at. But as far as I'm concerned, we'll just leave it private. Kind of adds to the mystery, you know, and the whole funness of it. But May 11th, Tuesday, round 6, 6:30, we're going to get started with a kayak fishing seminar here in Miami Township Civic Center. It's on Meyer Drive, right off of Route 28 in Milford. 275, take the Milford exit, Route 28 will take you east, and you just go around that bypass, or you take the old business route of Route 28 to Meyer Drive. Meyer Drive is easy to locate because it's right next to Meyer's store, and you take that all the way to the back there, and you'll see the Miami Township Civic Center on your right-hand side, and you'll probably see a few kayaks out in the parking lot. Drop in there, and for the next couple hours, we'll sit around, and if you're just getting into kayak angling, just have some interest in it. You don't have a kayak yet. You don't even have a fishing pole yet. You have no idea how to start. You're going to feel very comfortable Tuesday night. We'll work with everything. As a general rule of thumb, if we get 10, 15, 20 people in there, I have no idea where everybody stands when it comes to their kayak angling experience. So I get a quick demographic down. Everybody raise your hand who has fished in a kayak tournament before. Boom, you're going to see those hands go up. That gives me a pretty good idea where these folks are at. Right, maybe there's just two or three of them. Everybody raise your hand who has never fished in a kayak tournament before but has fished out of a kayak. Some more hands are going to go up. And as these hands go up, it's going to give me an ideal who has not been in a tournament before. It gives me an ideal who does have experience fishing out of a kayak. Everybody raise your hand who has never, ever fished out of a kayak before. Those hands are going to go up. Okay, so those three questions right there will give me a really good idea who's in the room. And that's how we'll start. If we have just one person that has never fished out of a kayak before, I'm going to start right there. Let's begin. Everybody else probably knows already that you can't stand up in a sit-in kayak. At least the ones that have fished out of a kayak or have been in tournaments. But this person that has never, ever been in a kayak really before doesn't know that. So explaining the basics, the 101. Before we get to the 2.0, the 101 basics of kayak angling. So we'll start there, most likely. We'll talk about choosing the right kayak fishing watercraft for you. Does that make sense? Yeah, kayak, the right fishing kayak for you. I would never suggest a sit-in kayak. However, we have somebody right now in the Angler of the Year points in Cincinnati kayak fishing that is in the top 10 who fishes out of a sit-in kayak with only a paddle. So, that being said, means it can't be done. However, if you have not bought that kayak yet, here's why I suggest you first just go out right now and get you a stand-up kayak. They tend to be a little bit more expensive by a few, $400 or $500, but they're worth it. They're absolutely worth it. So we'll talk about that a little bit. We'll talk about how to submit a fish in a tournament. A lot of people just are really confused by that. You know, like, you know, how do you catch a fish in a kayak and then in the traditional way take it back to the dock to get weighed? A lot of people don't realize that there's an online ability to fish. A lot of people don't realize we don't have live wells on these kayaks. We release the fish immediately. A lot of people don't realize what CPR is outside of coronary, pulmonary resuscitation, cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Is that what that stands for? They don't know that it also means catch, photo, and release of the fish, which you're basically giving CPR to the fish, man. You're keeping them alive, putting them right back in the water. So we'll explain that a little bit. We'll show how to put the fish on a measuring trowel with the photo tag. All of this stuff is pretty simple, so we'll just kind of lead through that. That'll probably take about 10, 15 minutes. Now, suddenly we got that person up to date. We got everybody clarified on the rules and regs. We'll probably talk about that a little bit in the beginning. But then we really start to turn on the heat. I'm sure everybody's going to have a lot of questions. Don't be afraid to raise your hand if something comes up in your mind. In your questions, try not to take us too far off the subject. I'm not going with any notes at all. I'm just kind of free-flowing this thing. I don't want it to be real monotone. I want it to be a lot of fun, but I do want all your questions answered the best that I can. Harry Scotty Scott from Queen City Outdoors is also gonna be there. We'll have a few other, what you may call professional kayak anglers there. And yes, there is actually professional kayak anglers out there, people that are making some good money. And a lot of them are Ohio fishermen. We'll talk a little bit about some of the lakes that are in the area to just give you a real quick, okay, here's what you want to do. You want to go out and get this watercraft or one like it. You want to do your research. You want to do your fitting. You want to, you know, you're just not going to walk in and buy a pair of gym shoes if they don't fit well, right? Why would you do that? Even if they look cool. Oh, these fit. These are horrible. After a while, you're not going to use them anymore. You're going to be back in the box. Your watercraft's very similar. You know, you sit down in one of these things, you're like, oh man, this is not very comfortable. If you're in the showroom and that watercraft is not comfortable to you, 93 degree weather, stifling heat, in the hot burning sun, the magnifying effect of water all around you, you're baking like a potato, and you're out there for 9 hours, and you're slinging a lure one every at least, what, 15 seconds. You're tossing thousands of cast. It's all year. Love it. It's a workout. So that's what we'll talk about. We'll talk about some of the equipment. We'll have some of the gadgets. Yak Gadget, I'm going to have a lot of their stuff there. We'll talk about a lot of the accessories and stuff that you want to look for. And the reasons. You know, all these accessories have a reason. And it gives you the ability to individualize your watercraft the way that you want to do it. Cincinnati Kayak Fishing is a great group to get started with. You have people that are just beginning into the tournament fishing life, and then people that the tournament fishing is their life. It's a great group of folks to hang out with. So that's Tuesday, May 11th. 6630 Meyer Drive, Milford, Ohio, the Miami Township Civic Center. Kayak Seminar, let's call it 101. Kayak Fishing Seminar 101. Come on out and visit. It's going to be a good time. It always is. Kick back and just learn about this wacky ass sport. Hope to see you there. I gotta get some work done. Mom always said I had the talent to talk.